Everybody wants to be in good shape. Mm-hmm. Problem is, in order to get your body looking good, you actually need to work out.
Yeah, oh, boring.
Yeah, most workouts are really hard and boring.
You get sweaty.
You need to shower after. That's why every year there's a bizarre new fitness craze that pops up that includes a fun little wrinkle to distract you from the fact that you're in tremendous pain. For example, we've talked about drum fit, where you get in shape by drumming along with the instructor.
God, I still want to try that. It sounds so fun.
Mermaid classes, where you put on a fake mermaid tail and swim until you get a six-pack.
Yeah. Or you just sink to the bottom.
And let's not forget about extreme crawling, where you can finally get the same intense workout as your toddler does, but your knees are about to fall off from crawling around too much. Man. But now there's a brand new fitness craze that started in Oregon, and thousands of people are lining up to become a part of it. Hmm. It's a class called goat yoga. That's right, goat yoga. And if you're thinking goat yoga sounds like yoga, but with goats,
Yeah. You'd
be right.
No way.
Oh, wait, it's literal.
Yep.
Are the goats also doing yoga?
The classes usually take place inside of the barn.
That's probably
of a rural farm.
Good place to find goats.
The barn doors are opened, and then goats are brought in and are allowed to wander around and do whatever they please, whether that sniff the participants, nibble on their yoga pants, or even sit on top of them.
What?
While they do their poses.
Goats can be kind of aggressive.
This sounds
like...
Super. They like to headbutt a lot.
I was taken advantage of by a goat once at a very young age.
Okay.
It's not even a lie. I was working like a petting zoo doing something, and one jumped on top of me.
Whoa!
And had its way with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you didn't fight back?
Of course I didn't fight back. That little guy do his business, and then I went about my day.
Okay.
Why would you add goats to yoga, though? I don't get it.
The challenge of the class is to try and ignore any distractions and focus inward on yourself.
So they're just
distractions.
They're just adding distractions to see if you can not pay attention to them.
Yes. The leader usually encourages the participants to harness their inner goat and let out a therapeutic bah to center themselves. I feel so much better now.
That's just like an ohm.
Yep. It may sound ridiculous, but there's one fitness expert that claims that it actually is a brilliant idea, saying, quote, "Animals are known to have so many health benefits for humans. Just being around goats improves your overall mood and blood flow." So the mix of goats and yoga seems like a natural fit.
And why goats? Why not like kittens or
right?
puppies?
Yeah, why'd you go with a goat? If being around animals is good for your health, okay.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But why goats?
Yeah, be around a bunch of little baby piglets. I would love that.
You might think goat yoga would be a hard idea to sell to people, but hundreds of people were signing up in the first 2 months alone.
Oh, wow. Man.
One goat yoga enthusiast said, quote, "It's really hard to be in pain and sad when there's a baby goat jumping all around you. It's just like letting go of all of your stress."
Why are you so sad in yoga class to start with?
Yeah.
I think we have some other issues that we need to tackle.
Depressed.
People that
and I've done yoga
don't have to do with the goats.
I've done yoga a lot, and it's hard to stretch sometimes, but I don't remember being in like severe pain and sadness in my yoga class.
Anguish.
You shouldn't be. I think you're doing it wrong if that's the case.
They've even coined a term for the peaceful release that you feel after one successful goat yoga session.
Uh-huh.
Quote, "You're letting goat."
Just for the pun.
Yeah.
You think?
Feel so good about that session.
Uh-huh.
I completely let goat.
It was unbelievable.
Just let it go.
Now the wait list to get on this one class is over 1,000 people long.
Oh, you're kidding.
Okay, I thought you were gonna go maybe 10.
Yeah.
Like
1,000.
You could take it next Tuesday.
With people swearing they'll never go back to normal yoga ever again now that they've had goats running around.
I hope they open it up to a lot of different livestock, like cow yoga or horse yoga. I mean,
why
like
not? Some experts have noticed the success that the Oregon goat classes are having, so they want to bring it to the big city.
Really?
Yeah, and they're trying to figure out how to purchase goats to live in downtown urban gyms.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Chill,
I mean,
everybody.
We're using a lot of goats to clean up the sides of roadways. Why not put them into the gym?
Why not go into an LA Fitness?
Yeah. It sounds
and they have a goat room.
Okay.
Which actually smells better than a lot of people working out, so I might go work out in the goat room just a little bit. Text in 78592. Does goat yoga sound like a completely relaxing thing for you to do. Would you be interested in taking these classes? You have to sign up now, though, because over 1,000 people are on the wait list to do some goat yoga.